Wendy, not only is Kurt Wagner here from TVShowPatrol.com, but he has brought the most stylish hat that I've seen in over a year and a half. That's a handsome hat you're wearing.
Since the last time I wore it.
Yeah.
What is it, like a plaid fedora that 14-year-old boys wear?
It's a plaid hat.
You know who would wear that hat proudly is Norm Crosby.
It does. It says color, plaid. I figure it's young men or old men.
Yeah.
And I hope it's nobody in the middle category.
Yes, you do, Kurt. Nobody's debating that. Nobody's debating that.
It is,
you know,
perfect
why we're excited?
Hat weather.
You know what's got us very excited is one of our favorite TV shows comes back for season two tonight.
I'm not ready.
You have to be ready. It starts tonight.
I want to watch the first season. I didn't binge that yet.
Oh, well.
But you've already seen it once.
I know, but
you wanted to reacquaint yourself?
Yes.
You're going to watch the whole first season again?
Well, I don't have time.
This is, for people who don't know, this is Stranger Things, which really surprised a lot of people last year. It was one of those kind of, it looked like it would be a cult hit, and instead, everybody who saw it
came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it just had all the right things, the nostalgia factor.
For people who didn't see it last year, just quickly give an overview of what Stranger Things is.
It's a story about this small town, and this kid disappears, and so everybody starts searching for him. There's an element of a sort of secret corporate
right.
building where things are happening and nobody knows what's happening
right.
there. So
Matthew
and then
Modine works there.
Then somebody escapes from there and gives a clue
yeah.
about what's going on there, and there's just these supernatural things happening. So anyway, this kid's brother and his pals, all of them grade school age,
yeah.
Start to try to investigate it and find out where he is and if they can find him, and they befriend this girl who suddenly shows up, and they hide her from everyone, and
yep.
and it's just adventures.
It's well made.
Left.
It looks like something you'd have watched in the late 70s or the early 80s.
Right.
The graphics look like
right.
that.
It's very sort of Stand By Me crossed with E.T. crossed
yeah.
with any of those.
The
sort
Goonies.
Of, the
yeah.
Goonies, yeah,
Goonies
yeah like that kind of
there,
stuff, yeah.
A little bit.
It has a ton of that sort of nostalgia stuff in it.
And Winona Ryder.
And Winona
Ryder, who plays a character just slightly less scary than the real Winona Ryder.
She
toned it down
a
little
bit.
I'm sure she is.
She just cries a lot in this, in
yes,
this show.
Yes, her moments of sadness.
So yeah, season two. Today. Right now. Go home.
So
leave
Wendy
work.
Currently is binge watching, as you and I are speaking, Wendy
I'm
is watching
right
season
now.
One right now.
She is. Oh, and then the new twist for
yeah?
this season.
What is it?
Not in the show. They're going to have a Beyond Stranger Things after show. Netflix is jumping on the bandwagon.
Like
now, this
Talking
is weird.
Dead. Yeah. I love
this
these
things.
This
is weird because it's not an episodic. It's not one episode a week. So it's like if you have the, I guess if you have the patience to do one episode of Stranger Things,
mm-hmm.
then watch the after show, then the second
oh,
episode,
yeah.
then watch the after show. I don't know if they're going to do it that way. I'm not quite sure. I don't think that they. I didn't see anything that explained that, if they're all already shot or what. But they're going to explain things. They're going to have cast members come on, just like a regular after
But look
show.
At what's happened to TV in our lifetime. Like, nobody would have done that with the hit shows of the 60s or the 70s or the 80s. But now Andy Cohen does that with all the Real Housewives shows.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Hardwick does it with all the Walking Dead shows. And now it's happening with Stranger Things.
Right. And it's almost any show that was starting some kind of phenomena.
Yeah.
Like some kind of internet thing. I mean, Walking Dead really, really pushed it, was sort of the first big one, I
right.
think. But then it just spread. And it's always fun when there's a show that maybe isn't
Wendy
quite.
And I tried that with Two Broke Girls and nobody watched it.
Well, you guys sort of have an after show, right?
Well, I guess the bonus hour is sort of it. Yeah.
And This Is Us does that now. They have a short little vignette afterwards, a couple 5 minutes maybe.
Online?
With the director. I was watching it on the NBC app.
Oh.
And I think this year that French show Versailles is doing a thing on Facebook after each episode on Saturday nights.
I like this stuff because you know what? You always kind of want more when the episode's over and you want to talk about it.
I think fans of, if you're like a huge fan of something, you do want to sort of dive deep, you know, dig deep.
But you know what, Kurt, is I don't like them to divulge what's coming in future weeks.
Right. I think they do pretty well with that.
Do they?
Of not
okay,
giving
good.
Stuff away.
Because I never even watch, like at the end of almost any show I like, they show you a couple of clips of what's coming, and I don't want to, I want to
always
be surprised.
They don't reveal that much.
They usually talk about that episode. If it's on regular TV and it's episodic, then they talk about, you know, what did this mean?
Oh.
You know, or why did you choose this yeah. avenue or whatever.
Yeah. You know? All right. Well, that's exciting. So Stranger Things starts today. You could be watching it right now. Well, why would you? Stay here. Watch it later on Netflix. And then Beyond Stranger Things happens whenever you feel the need to see it.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Wendy and I were discussing this guy, Ryan Murphy, yesterday. Ryan Murphy is the guy who spearheads shows like Glee, American Horror Story. He's got quite a diverse resume.
Yeah,
that was his also.
Feud.
Oh, right. That was his too. Mm-hmm. That's the Joan Crawford, Betty Davis miniseries.
And if you go way back, he did that. What was that FX show about the facelifts? Way back when. Oh, Nip Tuck.
Yeah. That was
one of his first.
Yeah. So now he has a show coming out called Pose. What's this all about?
It's set in the 1980s, and it's about the ball culture in
what
New York
that?
In the 80s. Not necessarily all transgender, but cross-dressing, doing... You know, where they go and they strike poses. And
Yeah.
Like that song...
Vogue dancing? Like Vogue?
Yeah. That song Vogue was a lot of those poses were from the ball yeah. culture. And I think there was a movie back in the day called Paris is Burning, a documentary
yes.
about it
yeah.
that was excellent. It was yeah. pretty amazing. And so the big deal with this is that he has cast the largest cast of transgender actors mm-hmm. or actresses for a networked television show ever.
Oh, that's
as series yeah. regulars, not just as yeah. popping in for one episode or anything. But there's a huge list of them, and some of them actually had been people who were on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh yeah,
and who are New York luminaries, you know, famous drag performers in New York and stuff like that. So it's the largest cast.
And then he also has James Vanderbeek. He's
yeah, those were announced this
Kate
week.
Kate Mara,
Evan Peters, Kate Mara, James yeah. Vanderbeek, and Tatiana Maslany. Billy Porter, who Chicago audiences might know from Kinky Boots when he performed in Kinky Boots here, mm-hmm. The stage show.
And that's starting when?
Sometime next year.
Sometime soon. All
yeah, right. They're starting to film in November.
Oh, all right. We'll take a quick break and then more with Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. Any questions or comments, 312-981-7200 gets that done. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
There.
Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. He knows stuff. I don't know how he does it. He just does. He just knows stuff about the TV. What is this? This is tonight. There's a special on CBS called Michael Jackson's Halloween. What is that, Kurt?
It is an animated show, and it will feature his music.
Oh, really?
It's just
from Thriller?
A new sort of holiday special.
Yeah?
Yes.
What do you know about... There's a special on Saturday night with Tom Hanks as his character David S. Pumpkins from last year's Saturday Night Live. It's an animated special. Have you seen it? Do you know anything
I have not
about?
Seen it, but I've seen the commercials for it. And he did that. Didn't he do that on Saturday Night Live? Yeah.
Last
oh, you
year.
Just said that.
Yeah.
I should listen.
Nah. Why bother? No time for that.
Yeah, and he's doing the animated version there.
I hope it's good. I thought it was very funny as a 4-minute scene, but I don't know if it'll play out as a half hour animated.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Wasn't there an animated Jackson 5 cartoon?
Yes.
Oh, there was. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
Enjoyable.
Very enjoyable.
I remember that too, yeah.
Also, speaking of Halloween type things, Edgar Allan Poe Buried Alive on PBS.
This looks really good.
Yeah.
And that's why I put it on this list, because Dennis O'Hare, who.
I know that name. Who is that?
He. Has been in a lot of the American Horror Stories.
Oh,
he's been in a lot of Chicago theater stuff.
Yeah.
He is in it and plays Edgar Allan Poe, so it's going to be sort of a mix of documentary about Edgar Allan Poe, but also him doing Edgar Allan Poe in scenes and different parts.
He played a con man in the American Horror Story, the circus sideshow one. He
yes.
was a con man in that.
And then he was a drag queen guy in the hotel one.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Yeah, he's a great actor. He's a great actor. But it looks really good. I've seen some of the promos for it.
So that's Edgar Allan Poe Buried Alive on PBS.
Yeah, on Monday.
All right. Also, since it's Halloween, a little more about H.H. Holmes. There's another miniseries about him.
Jeez.
Now, this is all in anticipation of the movie version of Devil in the White City. Everybody's very excited about that, but there's little side
yeah.
projects, including this one. What is the murder cast?
Yeah, well, earlier this year we had the one where the guy was trying to prove that, the descendant was trying to prove that he was actually Jack the Ripper also.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't think he did.
No.
And then the Murder Castle is on Investigation Discovery Network. You have that somewhere on your dial. if you have cable, if you have basic cable, I think it's a 3-part miniseries, and it's just another look at Holmes and what he did at that hotel.
It's amazing that
and the trap doors and the all the secret passages
that
and,
he pulled it off is so amazing. And everybody always said it was such a transient city at the time. People were coming in, people were going out. Nobody was really keeping tabs on who
was
where.
Well, and it was around the time the city was busy. Yeah, yeah, it was around the time of the World's Fair. So, yeah, nobody knew and nobody noticed. I mean, that people would just disappear in their rooms, would go into their room and never come out.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a different, it was a totally different world. And, I mean, they didn't even have TV or, you know, there was no way to.
What a horrible world to live in.
Just contact anyone.
Right,
you know?
Right. SWAT is back?
Yes.
Is this the first season of the new SWAT or the second season?
The first season of the new SWAT, and that starts Thursday. And, you know, it's okay.
It sounds funny the way you said it.
It's the usual CBS cop procedural, you know.
Something. What is the upgrade between the old SWAT, the Steve Forrest SWAT?
I kind of like the
SWAT.
Steve Forrest SWAT.
I did too.
Right now. Yeah.
Who was your favorite SWAT guy?
I don't remember.
Wendy, any
the
favorites?
One guy who used to shoot people.
Yeah, that guy. He was good.
I don't remember.
Deke, McCabe, Street, Hondo.
He remembers all of them.
Hondo. I liked Hondo.
That was Steve Forrest.
All right. Well, that's all I remember. I didn't watch it that much. I got to be honest with you.
I watched that. But this is just, you know, your basic procedural.
Yeah.
Something bad happens.
And then they fix
in.
It. The SWAT
they
guys come
it.
And they fix it.
There's some little twists, like private life twists going on and stuff, but it's just okay.
To make the guys more human. They're not just shooting people. They also are human.
They're not just robots.
No, they're not
killers
robots.
Killers with a heart of gold.
Yes.
They're not Terminators.
No.
They're people.
Although Robot SWAT would be a good show, too. I would watch Robot SWAT. Nathan Fillion has a new
Wasn't
TV series.
Wasn't that RoboCop?
Oh, yeah, I guess it was. Yeah, it was. Nathan Fillion is back on TV?
He's going to be back on TV. ABC straight-to-series order for the show called The Rookie.
But that's not based on The Rookies. That's separate.
That's not based on the baseball, The Rookie.
No.
Is that what you're talking about?
Rookie of the Year? No. There was a show on called The Rookies that was like, it was a precursor to SWAT, actually.
With Michael Ontkean?
Yeah.
Yeah. My God, you guys are dropping the serious,
yeah,
the serious
very good.
Old
Don't mess
TV
with us.
Stuff.
He was Willie.
Oh, I loved him. And
he
then he went
good.
On to Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
No, I
he
don't
was Harry
remember
Truman.
That. This is based on something, some book. Our true story. Oh, he plays John Nolan, the oldest rookie in the LAPD. He decides at a certain age in his career that he wants to leave his small town life as a cop and go to LA to become a big city cop. So he goes through the program and he's a rookie where he's working with kids 20 years his junior.
Nathan Fillion's a very likable actor.
Yeah, well, he was
I
in
like
Castle
him.
For years.
Yeah.
He was in Castle for years on ABC. And so now he's sort of back.
And some sci-fi shows prior to that.
Yeah, well.
And wasn't he in like Melrose Place or 90210 or something
he?
Like that?
He might have been.
I thought he was.
Maybe?
Yeah.
All right, so other than Stranger Things today, what's the most exciting thing on TV this week? What's the one thing you can't wait to see?
Well, that Edgar Allan Poe, I'm excited to
see. That looks good.
George Gently, and I know we have a lot of readers who watch Acorn TV, the British streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
The last two of his long-running mysteries, they're like feature-length movies, will start Monday on Acorn TV. Yeah, and it's a British detective show. That's
you know what
been
I find
forever.
Myself doing almost every week when you're on? There's networks I didn't know Acorn TV existed until not this time, but the last time you mentioned them.
Yeah.
So there's this, I guess everyone knows this, on your satellite or on your cable, there's a search mode, and you can just type in the name of a network, and it'll find it for you.
Well,
welcome to 2017.
I didn't know that until recently.
Yeah, sometimes,
no
but you can
that.
Get it through Amazon if you do the Amazon thing.
All right.
But, or you can just watch it on your computer.
That's easy.
And blast it to your TV. It's on Roku and all these other places.
Great to see you, and even greater to see your hat. That's a handsome hat that you're wearing today.
Thank you.
I like it very much. Kurt Wagner's website is tvshowpatrol.com. It's great. Visit it whenever you can. We'll take a quick break, and then more show. Bill and Wendy on WGN.
You all right?
I'm okay now.